Chico Smoke Shop. Save up to 40% on all products with no city or state sales tax. Over 100 brands, including a walk-in humidor. Visit Chico's inside or take advantage of the drive-thru. Open 7 days a week. You'll save up to 40% every day at Chico Smoke Shop.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. I am Justin Spears, here with sports editor of the Arizona Daily Star, Ryan Finley. Ryan, emergency podcast.
This story is kind of too good not to yell about for 10 minutes or so. Our Greg Hansen posted a column this afternoon saying that Ollie Farhang, and you know Ollie, I know, yeah. Ollie, local attorney, founder or co-founder of the Arizona Bowl, minority owner in the Tucson Sugar Skulls. Ollie Farhang is working to try to bring a little team called the Oakland Raiders.
Raiders.
To Tucson next football season, where they would then play their home games at Arizona Stadium. As we know, the Raiders are maybe without a home field. They're moving to Las Vegas. Their new stadium isn't ready yet. Their old stadium, the Oakland Coliseum, is a dump. And believe it or not, Justin, I don't know if you know this, the people who they're running out on in Oakland aren't too happy about it. Mm-hmm. And so they're in a situation now where they're sort of a team without, or maybe a team without a stadium and without a city. And Ollie Farhang, along with some help from the U of A, wants that city to be Tucson.
Interesting. The Oakland Raiders, I did not wake up this morning thinking we'd be talking about
right.
the Oakland Raiders possibly even considering to play a season
right.
here in Tucson.
Right.
But, I mean, this is an interesting situation because when we talk about the Raiders
uh-huh.
and possible scenarios or cities that they could play in,
right.
you think of, okay, well, they're going to Las Vegas. Why not play at UNLV for
sure.
a year? Or even a city like San Diego,
mm-hmm.
who loves them some football and mm-hmm. would love to have an NFL team back
sure.
in the city.
Just for a year. Right.
Tucson is the last city I'd expect to have an NFL team.
Well, it's weird. You know, Mark Davis, who's the Raiders owner, an interesting cat, if we could, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Davis for years had talked to San Antonio, Texas about possibly being the
yeah.
next home of your Oakland Raiders. What's interesting, and I was talking to Hansen about this earlier today, a lot of the same stadiums that are kind of in that conversation right now, right? Greg and I have been to, right? I mean, I was at Qualcomm Stadium or whatever they're calling it now, SDCCU Stadium, like 8 days ago. And Arizona Stadium isn't much nicer than a lot of places. It's much nicer than that.
Yes.
I've been to the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Dump. To see a football game. Your sight lines are bad. I mean, they could go, you know, if they're down on one side of the field, you can't see them because it's a basketball arena that they're playing football in, right? The Oakland Coliseum is really bad. Old Candlestick Park, I believe, still exists, I think. Also equally bad.
Mm-hmm.
What limits the Raiders in terms of what they can do is this sort of footprint that NFL teams have. I believe, and you can't quote me on this, but I believe that they would need some sort of an agreement struck with the 49ers if they were to move, let's say, to go play home games at Stanford, right?
Yeah.
Because Stanford is like walking distance, more or less, from the 49ers' new home stadium,
mm.
right? And if you're the 49ers, you do not want the Oakland Raiders in your backyard.
Mm.
If you're, let's talk about Sun Devil Stadium. I think we can all agree that after these renovations, Sun Devil Stadium is a nicer stadium than Arizona Stadium.
Yes.
Chase Field, nicer stadium than Arizona Stadium. But both of those are in the Arizona Cardinals footprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you would need to cut some sort of a deal with the Arizona Cardinals to make that happen. My understanding is that the Cardinals and the governor have sort of given Tucson the okay to pursue this. Now, the odds of it happening, and this makes for really bad podcasts, You see how close my fingers are? Yeah. About that much percent of it happen, percent chance of it happening. But my God, don't you love it? I mean, don't you love the fact, and this is Ollie Farhang in a nutshell. Don't you love the fact that he's at least making those calls?
Yeah.
That somebody in Tucson is sitting there and going, you know what? Tucson's nice. Oakland Raiders, come hang out. It's not San Antonio. It's you, if you're the Raiders, there's an appeal, I think. You're close enough, you're a state away to Nevada. You could practice every dang day if you want in Las Vegas. And on Saturday nights, you can fly to Tucson and stay at La Paloma and play here on Sundays, right?
Sounds like a plan to me.
You're close. You're not dealing with Los Angeles again. You know, I think kind of the Raiders ideally would want to play in LA, but LA now has too many football teams.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. And they wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego, I think is probably the most ready-made stadium for the Raiders, if the Raiders wanted to slide in there. But there's some weirdness there, too. I mean, it's the old rival, right?
Yeah.
The stadium's falling apart. It's a 50-year-old stadium. You know, when I was there for the Holiday Bowl a week and a half ago, I mean, their video board is, no joke, like a fourth as big as the video board at Arizona Stadium. You sit there and you go, this was an NFL stadium 2 years ago. Tucson is interesting in that it's different from all those other places, in that, you know, there's no politics that you're going to have to contend with. You're not going to have to contend with getting the blessings of the other teams in the region or some sort of a backroom deal. Tucson is just kind of where you can play 8 home games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people would flock to Arizona Stadium to see the Oakland Raiders play games.
Well, and you bring up a good point is I didn't even think of establishing your headquarters in Las Vegas because you're going to play there
anyway
next year anyway.
Right. You're breaking ground anyway, right?
And then flying to Tucson. I always thought, well, wherever they're going to play their home games, that's where they're going to reside. So you're going to have Derek Carr living in the foothills.
Sure.
You're going to have John Gruden living in the foothills.
Right.
But it makes more sense for them to go ahead and establish your headquarters in Vegas,
right,
which you're going to be playing in the future,
right,
and then fly to Tucson. But like you said, people are going to flock. And there are a lot of Raiders fans in Arizona, as is. You know this from living in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona Cardinals in Tucson are not the top team.
No.
It's Cowboys, Raiders,
Steelers. Put the Broncos and Steelers up there.
Yeah.
And those are big teams. And you know, like, I mean, I grew up going to Charger games at Qualcomm Stadium. I mean, they had special rules for selling tickets to the Raider game because there would be more Raider fans there than Charger fans. I've been in the SFO and in the Oakland airport on Saturdays and Sundays when Raider fans are flying out for a game and they come by the thousands on planes to watch the Oakland Raiders play football. Say what you will about the franchise. Say what you will about the move. It's as dedicated and crazy a fan base as there is, I think. Mm-hmm. And in the NFL, that's really saying something.
Dedicated. Emphasis on dedicated.
Dedicated. I mean, there's not a whole lot for them to get excited about, and yet they're there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And to me, it just makes it – Tucson would make sense. You know, let's talk for a second here about – Western markets. Let's assume for a minute that the Raiders aren't going to play all their home games in, you know, at Clemson's home stadium in South Carolina, right? Let's assume that they're going to want to stay in the West.
Yeah.
Western cities with large stadiums that don't currently have an NFL team. Go. What do we got?
So top Western.
Just name them. Yeah, just name cities in the West that could suit an NFL team.
For colleges. Or
Or whatever. I mean, I would start San Diego. San Diego has one. San Jose, though I still think that San Jose is part of the footprint for the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Portland,
mm-hmm.
though I'm not sure how big Portland's largest stadium is.
Where the Timbers play.
It would have to be where the Timbers play. I don't know if that's more than 30,000 people.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that it is. Boise. You could play on Smurf Turf in Boise. Salt Lake City. You could play at
Rice-Eccles.
Rice-Eccles, which to me, now that's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, I don't know sort of what why they would. You know, Phoenix has an NFL team.
Yeah.
Tucson. El Paso. Nobody's going to El Paso.
No.
You know, Boulder's in the Denver footprint. I mean, there aren't as many sort of ready-made options as you would think. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If we are eliminating, for the sake of this argument, if we're eliminating all of the stadiums in the Bay Area because it's in the 49ers footprint, and if we're eliminating all the stadiums in LA because they already have two teams, When you take those two out, you're really limited. I mean, we're talking like 10 viable contenders. Mm-hmm. What kills Arizona Stadium is a number of things. A, I think it, you know, it still needs $100 million in renovations for it to be good for Pac-12 football.
Yeah.
Number two, it's luxury boxes. I mean, the NFL lives and dies, or lives and breathes, whatever the expression is. I mean, if you can sell out your luxury boxes, you're doing great.
Yeah.
If you've been to a modern NFL stadium, it's all luxury boxes. I mean, Soldier Field is like, there's like 500 luxury boxes. And I mean, if you figure everybody's paying what, you know, 10 grand a day.
Yeah.
In those luxury boxes, that's a revenue stream that goes away. If you play your home games at Arizona Stadium, there'd be maybe 10. I mean, how many luxury boxes are there?
Not that many. Yeah.
Eight or 10.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a problem. And then there's the issue of turf. You know, I don't know if an NFL team wants to play temporarily on turf. I don't know if that leads to issues. I don't know if players like it. I'm certain that if Mark Davis turned to Ollie Farhang and said, we'll do it, but it's got to be grass, I'm sure that that stadium would be ripped up tomorrow morning and grass put in.
But Bermuda, you know, back in Arizona Stadium.
Exactly. this is a story for another day, but I still think that sort of the building of the new practice facility may mean that we one day see grass back inside Arizona Stadium because you can put turf inside the practice facility. But, you know, I mean, those are the things working against it, certainly. But working for it is, you know, Tucson's a major market that doesn't have an NFL team. I think that they would be welcomed with open arms here. I think that nobody could accuse the Raiders of trying to poach somebody's revenue stream if you took them to Tucson, Arizona just for a year.
Mm-hmm. Interesting story. I think this is a headline that you could see nationally, I would think, because this is a college town reaching out to the Oakland Raiders, which, like I said, I woke up this morning and I did not think that we'd be sitting here talking about the city of Tucson reaching out to the Oakland Raiders about hosting them for a year.
And such is the pull of the NFL. I mean, and I've in this job as a sports editor, I think I've become more and more aware of what just a beast the NFL is as a league. I mean, even having an NFL team here for 8 games and then they go away forever. Is it a top 5 sports story in the history of Tucson, Arizona?
Yes, without a doubt.
Are there more Tucson datelines? I mean, this ain't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming through here, right? I mean, if the Oakland Raiders came through here for a year, it would be massive. I mean, we would have a Raiders beat reporter. That's what I was thinking of this morning. I was like, oh man. You know, to me, that would just be a huge story. And again, I mean, the odds of this actually happening, I think, are minuscule, but you gotta love that Tucson is, it's like the Amazon headquarters, right? You know, they sent a giant saguaro. You gotta give them credit for sending a giant saguaro. And you never know. You know, Ollie Farhang is a charming guy. The University of Arizona has many great things, that I think people like. Who knows? Maybe you catch Mark Davis in the right mood and maybe you can convince him.
Man, this is, like I said, it's an interesting story. I'm lost of words right now thinking about the Oakland Raiders possibly coming to Tucson.
Possibly. And again.
Possibly.
Possibly.
And like you said, it's a bad podcast, but
it's small. But you know what? It's a better chance than they had yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a better chance than they had the day before. I mean, you can make the argument that the only way to truly be seen as a major sports town is to get an NFL team.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know if Tucson will ever have an NFL team. Let's see how we do with our IFL Arena League team
first.
The Sugar Skulls. Let's see how the Sugar Skulls do first. But my goodness, you know, if you had 8 dates a year to prove that Tucson, Arizona is a wonderful place to live, and think of the shots on TV of the mountains and everything else. By the way, quick sidebar, and then we will go. Quick sidebar here. A big issue would be the weather. If you're playing at either, you know, I mean, you'd have to play at 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. in September and October. That can be really hot. I know that you could probably finagle either the schedule or talk to the NFL to get some of those games moved later in the day. But obviously, whether you're playing in Las Vegas and outside, or Salt Lake City and outside, or Phoenix and outside, or here and outside, It's hot in September and October. Yeah. So that would be a hurdle. But again, if the Raiders are coming here, if they were to come here, it probably would not be because revenue is number one. I think they would come here in part because of the convenience of it. And maybe at that point, whether there's 42,000 or 58,000 people in the stands, maybe it's not a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. But what I want to talk about that for a little bit. But usually games are always played at what, 10:05 a.m. if they're the early game,
right?
Out here,
but it's almost never in the West. You almost always just play at 1.
Yeah,
unless you're the night game. One Pacific, two Mountain. Right?
Okay.
So for us, it's 1 o'clock until what, November 1st. Then it's 2 p.m. So that would be the issue. I mean, you would have to either petition to play early in the day, play a 10 a.m. football game here, or try to play later in the day, so play at 5. I'm sure that the NFL would play ball a little bit on a couple of those dates, but if they were to come here, let's say they had 4 home games in months of September and October, right?
Yeah.
3 or 4. My guess is you'd have to play at least one of them outside when it is super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you're a Raiders fan visiting Tucson, Arizona, that's beer drinking weather.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it would keep a ton of people out of the stadium necessarily, but it would be an inconvenience both for fans and for players.
So you're saying we could possibly see Chris Collinsworth sliding in
at Arizona Stadium. Sure. But again, it's a neat story. And I urge you, if you haven't already, to go ahead and read Greg Hansen's column about this.
Yeah.
You know, some of this is a little tongue in cheek because we know it is a little bit of, it has a little bit of an outside chance of happening.
Yeah.
But my goodness, that Arizona, that Tucson is in that conversation, is pretty cool. And I think a testament to sort of, maybe, I don't know, that people into, I think that there's, and you've lived here most of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think here there's a feeling of pessimism sometimes, waiting for the other shoe to drop, right? Spring training left, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen sort of slowly but steadily, I mean, the Arizona Bowl 4 years ago, Tucson Roadrunners 2 years ago, Tucson Sugar Skulls. I mean, that's important.
Yeah.
I mean, they are on the Arizona Rattlers level.
Yeah.
Arizona Rattlers are a very big deal.
Yeah.
You know, the Tucson Sugar Skulls starting this spring. Maybe you can get a G League team. I mean, I think a G League team in Tucson would do great.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you build, FC Tucson has just moved from basically semi-professional to professional, kind of the equivalent of like AA baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if an NFL team's not just going to fall on your lap here in Tucson, you need to build yourself up as a good sports town. And I think we've done more in the last 5 years in that regard than they'd done in the previous 20.
Yes.
And that is a good sign. And if through some Mark Davis miracle, the Oakland Raiders end up playing a game or 6 games or 8 games here, that would be yet another step towards sort of legitimizing Tucson as a great sports town.
All of those things you just mentioned, I did not hear about baseball at all, which was the narrative for Tucson. It was all about either minor league baseball / spring training baseball.
If you need me, I will be weeping over the lack of baseball in Tucson. I'm a baseball fan. U of A baseball at High Corbett Field is great.
Yeah.
My thing, and again, please, this is another podcast. This is a different podcast on a rainy day. I still think that your solution is Triple A baseball and spring training at like Tangerine in the freeway. I think that having it downtown, it would be great. Where are you going to build that stadium?
Yeah.
Down here on the south or in South Tucson. I think it's proven that fans won't come down here. I think it's dumb that fans won't come down here, but you know, that's the trend. To me, if you built it like a Tangerine in the freeway, brought in like the Milwaukee Brewers for spring training, all of a sudden, they're maybe only an hour away from Phoenix instead of 2, or an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes away from Phoenix. You've got lots of young families, which is kind of the demographic for minor league baseball and for spring training baseball. You have lots of young families up that way. There's lots of land, as you know, up Marana way. And I think that, to me, that would make a lot of sense. But, you know, we'll do that after the Oakland Raiders come here. We will turn our collective sights to getting spring training and meaningful baseball here in Tucson.
Well, that'll do it for this emergency episode of the Wildcast podcast. You can download the podcast, or you can actually download the app, the Wildcaster app, available on the App Store and Google Play, and you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. For Ryan, I'm Justin. Thanks for listening.
Chico Smoke Shop. Save up to 40% on all products with no city or state sales tax. Over 100 brands, including a walk-in humidor. Visit Chico's inside or take advantage of the drive-thru. Open 7 days a week. You'll save up to 40% every day at Chico Smoke Shop.